Now we continue part two, chapter one of Chalice, the Book of Life. I'm coming for you, my beautiful goddess, Isaac thinks to himself. I need to be inside you tonight, bless you with my love. Maybe tonight I can plant my love inside you. He takes off all his clothes until he is nude. Isaac walks closer and closer. His body displays excitement. He pulls the curtain open to see his fair-skinned beauty in her naked glory. Fabiola suddenly turns around, facing Isaac. She is soaking wet. The suds cover her body. Their eyes lock on each other. Isaac slowly steps into the bathtub with Fabiola. He gently touches her soft, full lips with his fingertips. She gently caresses his cheek. They engage in a soft peck of the lips. Then it grows into playful hands and arms joining the festivities with the exploration of their bodies. Then they fall apart. So Fabiola can grab the bar of soap to wash Isaac's body. Isaac stands in the shower to await his cleansing from his lover. She looks at him with bedroom eyes as she cleans his naked body as the water rains on her body. The soapy suds covers every inch of his chiseled form. Fabiola then places the soap down and washes her lover's body with her bare hands. It is sensual. She washes his shoulders, his biceps, his arms, his hands, his pecs. Fabiola's hands explore every inch of Isaac's body, from his neck to his toes. She takes exceptional care of his manhood. The roles have changed when Isaac goes under the shower to rinse the soap off his body. He shakes his head to and fro to prevent the water from going into his ears, while Fabiola slowly rinses her hands up to his chest. He looks at her as the water trickles down his face. Isaac softly touches her cheek. His thumb runs slowly down on her upper lip to her mouth. She gently takes his hand and gently puts his thumb in her mouth like a pacifier. She wants to taste him, feels his skin in the mouth of her tongue. Isaac watches her pacify herself with his thumb for a while. Then he takes his hand from her and prepares the same soap she uses to cleanse him. He soaps her shoulders, then her left arm and hand, her right arm and hand, then her back. Isaac then goes to Fabiola's breasts. Isaac lathers each breast one by one. He works his way slowly down to Fabiola's lower body. She is in ecstasy by her lover's touch, so soft, so gentle. Isaac teases her as he pleases her. He gets down on his knees and slides his slopey lather hands up and down between her legs until he reaches Fabiola's gentle flower. Fabiola gently puts her hands on top of Isaac's head as he continues to cleanse her. She lifts her head and closes her eyes. Fabiola gets lost in the ecstasy she shares between her and her boyfriend. When Isaac finishes, he gets up and places her under the shower. He takes his two fingers and gently massages her flower as he gazes at her. She begins to moan softly. It gives her great pleasure. Then he joins her under the shower. The remaining soap and lathers ran from their bodies down the drain. He reaches around Fabiola to turn off the shower. He whispers, "Are you ready for round two?" Fabiola nods her head. Isaac opens the shower curtain and steps out of the tub. He then helps Fabiola out of the bathtub and retrieves two towels. They are dripping wet. He dries Fabiola from her head to her toes. She giggles from the tickles of the towel against her skin. "Baby," she says. You're tickling me, stop. I'm trying to dry you, silly girl. With a few more pats, Isaac finishes drying Fabiola. Then Fabiola takes his towel and dries Isaac. She dries every inch of his body. Fabiola dries his soft, hairless pecs and works her way down to his manhood. She notices Isaac's excitement, so she gives him a gentle kiss on the head. Then Fabiola dries his legs and feet. She is such a tease. When Fabiola stands to her feet, Isaac gives her another passionate kiss. He then takes her by the hand and leads her to her bedroom. It is dark, but their only lighting is the campus lights. She turns down the sheets, she climbs into bed, and Isaac joins her. He lays halfway on top of her as he slowly and softly massages and caresses her breasts. Isaac takes the nipple of Fabiola's left breast into his mouth and sensually puts it in his mouth. Sorry. Typo. As he nurses himself with his girlfriend's nipple, he gently massages her right breast. The sensitive sensation of his tongue against her nipple makes her give a soft sigh. Isaac's tongue plays with her nipple over and over again. His hand slowly passes her stomach to the delicate, silky petals of her flower. He playfully caresses her flower, which makes her body quiver with delight. With her arm over her head, Fabiola lays like a helpless damsel as her lover pleasures her curvaceous body. She enjoys the sensation so much that she arches her back so he can go deeper. She is so warm and so wet. He pulls out his fingers. They drip and shine from her nectar. "You're so wet," Isaac says with a smile. Fabiola turns her head to the side, blushes from embarrassment. Despite her shyness, he turns her head towards his and kisses her with tongue play. She cannot resist his passionate kiss, his sweet caress, and his sensual words. Her head feels so cloudy from the lovemaking and the love she felt for Isaac Gonzalez. He then asks his girlfriend, "Can I?" "Yes, please." He then moves between her legs. Isaac pulls her legs on top of his shoulders and places his manhood within her flower. Fabiola lets out a gasp. "You're so warm and tight, mi amor. Fill me up, baby. I'm going to bless you tonight." As they make love, they begin their duet of passion and lovemaking, composed of sighs, moans, and groans and pillow talk. It is getting so intense that they hold each other as the thrust becomes faster. All of a sudden, he stops to turn his lover on her stomach. Isaac then places his manhood from behind. Fabiola lets out a sigh. Their duet continues with every thrust. He grabs her by her waist and thrusts deeper and deeper inside her. The sensation sends shockwaves throughout their bodies. As they make love, her hair spills on her shoulders, her breasts bounce, her thick, juicy thighs and butt ripples with each motion. Isaac smacks her luscious butt when Fabiola cries out with pleasure. As their duet of passionate lovemaking continues to climb to its climax, so do Isaac and Fabiola. Then they both let out a cry. When he released his love, she felt his love seeping through her vaginal canal. It is sheer euphoria between the two lovers. They are one. They want that moment to last, but their bodies collapse on the bed while he continues to plant kisses on her soft, bare back. He gives Fabiola a soft smack on her bottom and falls next to her on the bed. Fabiola crawls closer towards Isaac's chest and stomach. She places her arm and leg on his body. Isaac wraps his arm around her. They soon fall into their slumber, which leads them into the morning light. The next morning, Fabiola wakes up from her slumber, but Isaac is not laying next to her. In his place is a single rose from the bouquet and a note. She sits up and opens the letter. It read, "Mi amor, perdóname for leaving you so soon. I had to hurry home and change so that I could make it to class on time. As always, I had a great time with you. The lovemaking was just extra. Anyway, good luck on your test and I'll see you later. Te amo, Isaac." Later that day, Zora and Fabiola decide to have a drink at Newkirk's bar. They are having a casual conversation until a waitress with long blonde ringlets and big green eyes walks carefully to Zora and Fabiola's table. Her name is Orchid Willoughby. When she first started working at Newkirk's, she was shy until Christopher and the staff welcomed her with open arms. When she started working at Newkirk's, she was shy until Christopher and the staff welcomed her with open arms, who brought out a bright and bubbly personality. Most importantly, Orchid's pleasant disposition was one of the factors that made the business bloom. "Here you go, girls," Orchid announces, putting a tray of food on the table. Zora and Fabiola are very excited and hungry. Orchid carefully removes the plates from the tray and places them on the table. "Is there anything else you need?" Orchid asks. "No, everything is awesome," Zora says to the waitress. "Yeah, everything is perfect," adds Fabiola. "Great," Orchid says. "I'll come back later." With no hesitation, Fabiola picks up her cheeseburger and proceeds to take a big bite until she sees her friend with a dazed look on her face. "This burger is so choice." Zizi? "Zora?" Zora leaps out of her seat. "What?" Zora asks. "Where were you?" "I'm sitting in front of you, silly. Where else would I be?" "You're here, but your mind is a million miles away," says Fabiola, sipping her root beer float. "Whatever. Are you still thinking about Anton?" "I'm always thinking about him. But someone else is on my mind."
"Oh, is he a hunk?"
"Yeah."
"Do I know him?"
"Very well." Fabiola is getting excited.
Okay. "Is it Nacho?"
"No."
"Walter?"
"No."
"Oh, I know. It's Liam. He's sexy, Nina."
"Well, German guys are not my thing, but he could be an exception. If I wasn't with Isaac."
"No, it's not Liam."
"All right. Well, who is it?"
"It's Jabari."
"Jabari?"
"Yes.
Jabari Montague."
"Yes.
Our Jabari Montague."
"Yes."
"Oh, Nana."
"Shh.
Girl, lower your voice. I don't want other people to know my business."
"Por favor, Zizi. No one cares."
"But why Jabari?"
"I don't know. I guess it's the fact that Jabari was right there when Anton broke up with me."
"What do you mean he was right there? He came to my house."
"Zizi, you and Jabari?
No, Fab. I was a total mess that night, but he stayed with me. Jabari was so attentive
He sat with me and comforted me. He held me in his arms and it felt so nice. It felt nice being held by a man who cares about me. Did he kiss you? No. Did he try to kiss you? No, Jabari's not like that. Zizi, that's vulnerability talking. You just broke up with the love of your life. You are left with all this love and affection that you showered on Tony. Now Jabari comes into the picture and you transfer those feelings you have for Tony to Jabari. You cannot allow your feelings to get the best of you. Otherwise, you and Jabari will get hurt. But I caught myself before I went too far. How? I pretend I had to go to the bathroom and then I kicked him out of my house. Zora, I wasn't mean. Jabari asked if I was okay for the rest of the night and I said yes. Besides, I called you first. I wanted you to answer your phone. Otherwise, this awkwardness would have never happened. Sorry, but you know the fashion school keeps me busy. It's cool. I understand that there's something else I do not understand. What is that? Why am I still thinking about Jabari? Here's the deal. You have to ask yourself, do you want Jabari as your boyfriend? Do you see Jabari as your boyfriend? Most of all, does he see you more than just a friend? I have to think about that. But I also think about Anton. You do. Otherwise, the results are going to be ones you never wanted. Whomever you choose. So what about school? You know that you and Anton will cross paths sooner or later. Zora sucked her teeth with disgust. Zora said, don't remind me. But I'm afraid I might do something crazy when I see him. Like? Run into his arms, kiss him, and tell him what? I don't care if you're marrying somebody else. I love you. And nothing and no one is going to change that. I would love to marry Anton. Maybe you can... your homeboy to pose as your husband. Who? Jabari. Are you crazy? Stop bugging. It was a suggestion. Tranquila. Okay, well, that concludes chapter 1 of Chalice, the Book of Life. Stay tuned for chapter 2. This has been the world of Aja Pearl. It's my world, and I'm so happy you're in it. Have a good night.